Now, did you used to visit people, say in a hollow a few miles away, or do anything like walk around like that?
Well, yes, I used to kind of do a little courting in some of the other hollows.
Ah, you did, huh?
But we didn't do too much visiting around, not too much.
How would you meet the girls in the other hollows?
Well, maybe you go to church or something like that, find a meeting, or some party or something like that.
Yeah.
Meeting.
Okay. So, there was visiting back and forth, wasn't there? There was visiting back and forth.
Well, in a way, yes.
Yeah.
In a way, not too much. See, we couldn't go too far and back in the same day with our big bed.
Yeah.
She was sure we'd go visit sometimes. Not too many miles away.
Yeah.
Just back before dark, through the milking.
Did you ever walk down to our Big Meadows area? That wasn't too far away from
No.
You didn't. Did you ever go over to Dark Hollow or around there?
No.
No.
That's on the other side of the mountain, isn't it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a strictly East Virginia. East Missouri.
The eastern side, yeah.
I mean western side, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Western.
How did you celebrate Christmas?
Well, celebrate, we'd have fourth type of Eve, I don't know what else. Maybe some kind of a program, maybe at church or something like that, maybe. Not much.
Did you do the Kris Kringlers?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, that's part of Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, we'd go Kris Kringlers. We'd have a big old clown suit, I call it, and then a false mask or something like that on our face. We'd go around and try to fool people, which we did.
Yeah.
We'd all get together, you know, a bunch of us. We'd go from house to house.
Yeah.
They'd try to get through the word, didn't have much luck sometimes.
And then would you get something to eat?
Well, we didn't do too much of that, not too much, because we had to visit. We'd visit going to other places the same night.
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh. Did you shoot off firecrackers?
Oh, yeah, we had firecrackers, Roman candles. That was long. You know, this is all firecrackers.
Yeah.
I had the right part for them,
sure. I know your family didn't, because you've already said so, but did any of your neighbors make moonshine?
Not my neighbors, no.
None of your neighbors did?
Not in anywhere close, I know why. One fellow did come by one time and say, come over tonight. He lived a ways from it. And he said, I'm going to run off a building tonight. I said, no, I don't feel to stay over there. So I didn't go because I didn't know who else might be there too. No, nobody close.
Yeah.
No.
Right. Do you, could you tell me how the people felt when they knew the park was coming in?
Well, most of them, I think, opposed it because they weren't allowed to have anything for the police. They set a price on what you got to take or else get out.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
That's, some of them were pretty well burnt up. My dad was, I think.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't take all his place. But, and some of them, got a pretty good price. I don't know. We did. We had worked hard and not too hard. We had a lot of fun,
yeah.
A lot of pastime along with it.
Yeah.
And we had good fresh air, good water,
mm-hmm.
and healthy,
mm-hmm.
most of us.
Right.
If a neighbor got sick, neighbors come in and help you. Same way, vice versa,
yeah.
Or anything like that. Man get a broken leg, you take care of him until he got hurt. You know what I mean.
What kind of a lock did you have on your door?
Just a knob lock. You know, turn a knob. One key fit everything.
did, was there, how did you feel about a person if there had been one in your neighborhood, if they did any stealing?
Well, I don't know.
Was there any stealing?
It probably was. I've heard of some along the line, but not too much children.
Uh-huh.
They might hook a bag of corn or something like that at night, something, but I don't think it's too much children.
Mm-hmm. Were there any, you know, Elkton area has always been sort of noted for lots of fights among the mountain people. Do you recall any that went on?
What, you mean something like a feud?
Oh, not exactly a feud, but just men with very fiery tempers.
Well, yes. We used to have a few fights around the table.
Yeah.
Some of the, especially young boys from one college, you might say, wanted to visit a girl over in Illahalla. Boys over here didn't like that.
Yeah.
They'd rock you at night. You know what I mean? Throw rocks at you.
Uh-huh.
I've had to run a few times myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But as far as fights or something,
yeah. Well, I was fairly sure that all the stories were couldn't have been wrong. There were fights going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes brothers would fight. Yeah. I've known them, a couple of brothers, two brothers fighting one night.
Mm.
Of course, we were drunk.
Yeah.
And one of them was laying in the water, in a mud hole, and my dad pulled him out, keep him drowning. That's a little story off the side.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It wasn't too many fights, usually.
Do you think if you were given the opportunity, would you have go back to live there?
To those days? I believe, in a way, I've thought of it quite a few times. It'd be right interesting, and I kind of like it. Because the thing that we had to do, well, I've eaten up. Since I've been married, we have taken care of our waterproof and everything just like I did when I was a boy. We've got dried apples, we've got dried beans, and all that sort of stuff. And it'd be right interesting to go back and see, do what they've done there.
Yeah.
Now, I've said it and I'll still say it. A lot of the people today, if they had to put up with what we did when we were children, the way we lived, which we were happy with what we had, we got a long time. A half of them would starve today. They don't know how to survive.
Right.
That's my way of thinking.
Right.
I might be wrong, but...
You're absolutely right.
I'm telling you.
There was an independence.
That's right.
Of the people. That, you had to learn to stand on your own feet.
That's right.
You had to work hard.